Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
559 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Dan Wilson in for Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. On this Monday night, we got a lot to get into. We have a couple guests later on in the show. We will get to the Phillies, who just don't know how to win. I mean, just point blank, do not know how to win. Last night was just, Aaron Nola's got to be better than that. And Saturday night was a disaster. I mean, they lost that game three different times and won. So I have a lot of thoughts on the Phillies we will touch on as the night goes along. Tim Tebow's coming back. We got to talk comebacks here tonight. But I want to start with a rumor that really just won't go away. And I think at some point, maybe we thought it would. Maybe we thought, oh, this would kind of die down a little bit, and it hasn't. And it just actually gets louder and louder. And it's the Eagles and the pursuit of a great quarterback. Now, Jalen Hurts is most likely going to be the guy, and I think everyone, you know, you all know how I feel about Jalen Hurts. I'm a fan. I like Jalen Hurts, and I'm excited for him to get a shot to be the Eagles quarterback. I think he's going to do well when he gets his chance to truly be this team's quarterback in 2021 here. But I have a rule, and the rule is this. If I could go from good to great, I'm going to do it every single time. You know, within reason, if I can go from good to truly great, not good to very good, I'm talking about good to great, I'm going to do it. And I look at Jalen Hurts, and I think he's got a really good chance to be a good quarterback in the NFL, to win games in the NFL, and to be the Eagles quarterback for a while here in Philadelphia. I like Jalen Hurts. But the rumors aren't going away. Like, this noise isn't going away about the Eagles pursuing a great quarterback. And we've had the Russell Wilson conversation today. Peter King wrote again that, you know, if Deshaun Watson gets traded by next year, he thinks the Eagles are the favorites to land Deshaun Watson. But there's one more now that we haven't talked about here on the evening show, at least, that has now entered the fray, and that is Aaron Rodgers. And the story we know a couple weeks ago with the draft and all the stuff that came out, and Rodgers wants out, and it just seems like a broken relationship between the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Today, Jason Lockenfora put out a piece saying, you know, ranking the teams in the NFC. And it's probably more likely than not the Packers want to trade him to the AFC. But if he does get traded to the NFC, where could Aaron Rodgers wind up? And guess who was on that list? The Philadelphia Eagles. Because the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be on every list of every great, you know, potentially available quarterback because they have three first-round picks next year. And they have not, you know, financially committed to Jalen Hurts. They can't do that yet. So they have no quarterback under, you know, real contract here, and they have three first-round picks. So if there's a great quarterback available, a Russell Wilson, a Deshaun Watson, an Aaron Rodgers, the Eagles' name is going to be attached. And here is what I say to this, and I know, and I can't wait to hear what everyone has to say tonight about this, 215-592-9494. If the Philadelphia Eagles have an opportunity to get Aaron Rodgers, they have to get Aaron Rodgers. Like, we're not talking about a good quarterback. We're not talking about, you know, an average quarterback that is in his, you know, his later years where it's like, all right, yeah, he's an upgrade over Jalen Hurts, but he's this much old. What's the point? This is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about. I mean, there are very few opportunities ever, to go out and get an all-time quarterback. Not a very good one, an all-time quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is going to end his career as a top 10 quarterback of all time. In fact, I would bet a lot of people already put him in as a top 10 quarterback of all time. He's not done yet. He won the MVP last year. He was the best player in pro football last year. And we are watching more and more as time goes on. Where, you know, quarterbacks age as gracefully as they ever have. And this is just a rare, things have changed. Pro football has changed. These guys don't get hit anymore. That's why Tom Brady, at the age he was last year, just went to a brand new team that was not a winning team before he got there, and boom, they win the Super Bowl. It's why Drew Brees just kept going for years and years and years. So yes, is Aaron Rodgers 37 years old? He is. Is he about 14 years old than Jalen Hurts? He is. Who would I rather have for the next 3 years? Aaron Rodgers a million times over. It's not that just that he's going to age well, is that we have to rethink our thought process on how quarterbacks age. Now maybe running quarterbacks are different, right? Maybe a Cam Newton, who already looks like it's kind of over, he's different because he took a lot of hits during his career. Rodgers got hurt a bunch of times, but it was kind of fluky, weird things. He didn't get banged up as a scrambler like a Lamar Jackson or a Cam Newton. So I think Aaron Rodgers, as you saw last year when he won the MVP of the league, is going to age just fine. That if he wants to play for the next 3, 4, 5 years, he's going to play at a high level for the next 3, 4, 5 years. 215-592-9494. Aaron Rodgers obviously doesn't want to be a Packer anymore. Like, it's pretty clear over the last week and a half that situation has gone from bad to just, you know, impossible. And at some point, I think the Packers are going to have to swallow it and just say, we're gonna trade you. And you know, he could threaten to go retire. He could go host Jeopardy if he wants. But my guess is no player that was that good last year is just going to say, I'm going to walk away. Aaron Rodgers is going to play football again. And if he plays football again and the Philadelphia Eagles have a chance to get him, they have to get him. Because if you have Aaron Rodgers, if you have a quarterback that good, you can win a Super Bowl. Like, this doesn't have to be. And I know we've all kind of put our minds on the Eagles are in a kind of a long-term rebuild or a midterm rebuild, right? It's not going to, you know, 2021 is not going to be the year. That's not going to be the next Eagles Super Bowl title. We've all said that to ourselves. And I think we've all accepted it. And it's okay, right? Teams rebuild. And as long as it's not a five-year rebuild, I think we could accept 1 or 2 years, and hopefully the Eagles will figure it out. But it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, I go back to the Denver Broncos. They were 8-8. Tim Tebow was the quarterback of the Broncos. Peyton Manning comes in there, and they won a championship. Eventually with Peyton Manning, but they got really good right away with Peyton Manning. Tom Brady went to a 7-9 Bucks team. Boom. They win the Super Bowl. When you have a special quarterback, you can win right away. Like, not 5 years from now. You can win right away. And I think it's never been easier than before, because of the way they have practices now and OTAs and it's all virtual. Like, you don't need reps of years and years with players to create chemistry. I'm telling you, if Aaron Rodgers arrived here tomorrow, 5 practices, he has chemistry with Devontae Smith. 5 practices, he figures out how to throw the ball to Jalen Reagor on time. I don't know if Reagor catches it, but he throws it where it's supposed to go. That's what great players do, especially with the way the game has changed now. So, I like Jalen Hurts. And if all of this smoke around the Eagles in pursuit of great quarterbacks turns out to be just nonsense and it goes away, I will be sitting there week one cheering like hell for Jalen Hurts to prove his doubters wrong and to be a franchise quarterback for the Eagles. And I think the kid could play and I think he's going to do well. But I am not, you know, I don't love Jalen Hurts to the point where I would just say, like, if the Packers called the Eagles tomorrow, and I'm Howie Roseman, I'm not going to be like, listen, I have Jalen Hurts, so... Yeah, I don't want Aaron Rodgers. I'm good. We're rebuilding here in Philadelphia. We don't need Aaron Rodgers. No. I would say, yes, what is the price? And the Eagles have 3 first-round picks at their disposal. If they could trade 3 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers, next year's picks, I would do that today. I would trade the 3 number 1s. So you're not mortgaging the future for 2022 and 2023 and 2024. Boom. 1 draft. 3 first-round picks next year. So basically, all it is the Eagles pick next year. It would be the pick they got for moving down from 6 to 12, and it would be the pick they got for Carson Wentz. Like, if I told you a year ago, when Carson started playing poorly and the Eagles were thinking about putting Jalen Hurts in, that the Eagles could trade, and remember, Rodgers was the MVP last year. If I told you last, let's say, October, as Rodgers really started to put together his season of excellence, if I said, you know what, the Eagles can get that Aaron Rodgers guy, all they have to do is trade Carson Wentz, next year's one, and they move down 6 spots in the first round next draft, you would say, what? Yeah, of course I'm doing that. But now those picks are real things, right? They're legitimate picks the Eagles actually have in their chest. So it's a little bit more difficult to give them up because we know what they are, and we've already started thinking about 3 number 1s and a rebuild. Get out of here with that. If Aaron Rodgers is available and the Eagles can trade 3 number 1 picks to get him, I would go get him tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Look, we've had the Wilson conversations. I know how you guys feel on that. We've had the Watson conversation. Obviously, that's changed. And it will continue to evolve because there's a lot of stuff other than football involved. Aaron Rodgers, that's about football. It's about personality. It's about disagreement in Green Bay, but it's about football. And maybe 10 years ago, I would have sat here behind this microphone and had a different feeling on this. I would have said, he's too old. I don't know how he's going to age, blah, blah, blah. And then I watched Peyton Manning go to Denver. And then I watched Tom Brady go to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and I watched them instantly turn just mediocre, blah franchises into champions, into some of the best franchises in the NFL overnight. That's Aaron Rodgers is in their class. He could do the exact same thing here in Philadelphia. I would trade 3 ones. I would go get Aaron Rodgers, would you? 215-592-9495. Before we go to the phone lines, I want to play something for you here. So this was Howie Roseman. This is a clip of Roseman on John Clark's podcast a couple days ago. And I want you to hear this because I think it – when I heard this, I thought of the idea of the Eagles pursuing a great quarterback, right? They could surprise next year with Jalen Hurts. You know, I think they're going to go over their win total 6.5, but they could surprise and be competitive in the NFCs. But when I heard Howie say this, it made me think and made me kind of realize again that if they could get their hands on a great quarterback, I think they would do this. Here's Howie Roseman on John Clark's podcast.
No, we're never going to call this a rebuild. You know, we want to retool. We want to get good as quickly as possible. You know, that's our goal. We've seen it happen. Coach Kelly left and everyone was saying the same thing. You know, it was going to take us a long time. And after 1 year, we were back in the playoffs and competing for a championship. So there's nothing we're doing other than to try to win as many games as quickly as possible.
There's nothing we're doing other than trying to win as many games as quickly as possible. You know who helps you win as many games as quickly as possible? Aaron Rodgers helps you win as many games as quickly as possible because he's the best player in the league, or at least he was last year when he won the MVP. And let me throw one last thing in there, and then I need everyone's thoughts on this. So Howie mentioned there 2015, Chip Kelly got fired, he left, and then you know by 17 they won a championship. What's one of the major things that changed between that time period there? What's one of the major things that they flipped on their roster? It's the quarterback position. They went from a guy that you know, was obviously an NFL quarterback, not a great one, but a good one that had injury issues. His name was Sam Bradford, right? So they upgraded a quarterback by going out and getting a young Carson Wentz. And in 2017, Carson Wentz played great, and the Eagles were on the path to winning a championship. You could have the same feeling now that they have a quarterback that's a good quarterback. I like Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to be a good player for the Eagles. But they could go out and upgrade that position significantly. Like, not just, like, whatever you think Jalen Hurts is going to be, you might be like me and believe in this kid, and you think he's going to be a good, winning NFL quarterback. Guess what Jalen Hurts is not going to be over the next 3 years? He's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. Point blank, no way, no how, zero, will he be as good as Aaron Rodgers next 3 seasons. He just won't. Even if he's good, he's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. So you can upgrade at the most important position in sports. If they're trying to win, like Howie said they are, then it all kind of makes sense that these rumors are out there about great quarterbacks, right? They're not pursuing good quarterbacks. They're pursuing great quarterbacks. And Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. 215-592-9494. I don't usually do this. I usually take the calls in the order they come in, but someone's got to skip the line here. His name is Howard in Delco. What's up, Howard?
You are absolutely a dope.
How come?
You are out of line. You're either a dope or you're on drugs.
Aaron Rodgers, Howard.
Okay, I'm going to touch on two things here.
Okay.
And try to enlighten you and straighten you out. Why would Aaron Rodgers want to come to the Philadelphia Eagles? Why? He's only got 3 years left. Why would he want to come here? They're not ready to win in 3 years. And I don't think the Eagles would give up everything for 3 years and knowing it would be a long shot to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Is he better? Yeah, certainly he's better. But he's not coming here, and I don't think that they would give up what they'd have to give
well,
up.
Well, maybe he wouldn't come here, but he wants out of Green Bay. So he can't be choose where he goes.
If I'm the Packers, hey, Aaron, go host Jeopardy and give up. You think you're going to get $40 million a year hosting Jeopardy? Go ahead. Knock yourself out, big guy. He wants to play football. He can threaten all he wants. You want to give back that signing bonus? You want to give back that roster bonus? Go ahead. Go host Jeopardy. Go ahead and have a good time. He's not going anywhere.
Well, that's if he does, I would trade the picks to get him. It's Aaron Rodgers.
And it ain't happening, but that's all right. If you get excited about it and you're all excited. And
you wouldn't trade for him, Howard. You wouldn't make the trade.
Not with what I'd have to give.
Oh,
up.
Come on. How quarterbacks. Wait a second, Howard. These quarterbacks now, Brady is 44 years old. Rodgers is 37. He could have 5 great years left.
Yeah, but I don't think he's got five.
But he could. But he could.
However, Tampa had an almost ready-to-made team, and they added so many players. They added a bunch of players. You got Gronkowski to come back. Antonio Brown, I think, is a stonehead, but it doesn't matter. He helped them. They added players to make because they were just about there. No, the Eagles aren't just about there. But let me just touch on one other thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're way out of line.
What?
Oh, Denver got Peyton Manning, and they won a championship.
They did.
Did you watch the second half of that Super Bowl?
All right, but listen.
I was there, and I watched it. They told him, don't throw the ball.
But that wasn't the Manning they got. That was years later when he got hurt. When he first got there, they scored like 50 points a game his first season. They were amazing.
Did they win anything when he first got there?
No. They had the number one seed. They lost. Then they went to the Super Bowl. Like, they were really good those first couple years he was there.
They won because of their defense. Von Miller was off the charts.
Do you want to watch another Eagles Super Bowl, or are you scared? That's the question, Howard.
I want another Super Bowl.
All right.
I absolutely do. But there's so many things working against him. Would I take a chance on possibly 3 years? You know they're not good enough. They don't have enough around them. What do they have around him?
Not enough right now, but 3 years is a long time in the NFL. You could rebuild this thing.
In 3 years, you're going to have another center. In 3 years, you're probably going to have another left tackle. In 3 years, you're probably going to have another right guard. In 3 years, you're probably going to have another right tackle. Let's be realistic about this, but that's all right, Joe. Knock yourself out.
Listen,
you know,
I know is when Rodgers gets here, I'm going to tell him that you didn't want him here. I'll tell him.
I'm telling him I want him here, but not with what they have to give up. Well, I like to watch Aaron Rodgers. I think if I had one game for everything, the quarterback I want for one game is Aaron Rodgers.
See, then you get it. Finally, you understand my point now. Go get him.
No. But there's other dynamics to this, you idiot.
All right, you dope. I'll talk to you soon.
You know what? Hold it. Hold it. Before you go, let me bang my head against the wall because I think that's what I just did.
All right, have fun with it, Howard. Howard from Delco doesn't want Aaron Rodgers. He's scared. I mean, we got to get that guy a dog. Let's talk to Mark in Camden. What's up, Mark? Mark, buddy. Go once, twice. Is Mark banging his head against the wall? Put Mark on hold here. Let's talk to John, who's in Richboro. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, John. What's up tonight?
As your human resources director, I would have to say that you're walking a thin line right now with the city of Philadelphia.
So you don't want Aaron Rodgers?
Well, who doesn't want Aaron Rodgers? But this team right now needs so many pieces. That would be like throwing an old man down the escalator at, the Philly Mall. I mean, it ain't going to happen. It's dreaming. And it's just not where we're at as a team right now. So wake up and talk exactly what we need, which is keep picks and build a line, build the offensive line, build the defensive line, actually get a corner, build things up the way they're supposed to be built up.
Yeah, but John, there's not one way to build a championship team. Like, we pretend like you have to do all these things in a certain order. You can get the quarterback and add pieces around the great quarterback. Like, you don't have to do it a certain way. There's no rules on how you build a great team.
Well, Joe, I have to tell you, I have a pretty high IQ, and I'm pretty good at chess. And I have to say that if you were to play me in chess right now, you'd lose.
Well, I've never played chess, so.
Yeah. You'd lose. There's zero way your plan, even if you're like happy-go-lucky and you're saying, "Hey, this would be great. We could do it."
Let me ask you a question. When the Denver Broncos had Tim Tebow as their quarterback, and I think Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Tim Tebow ever was. When they had Tim Tebow, they said, "Wow, Peyton Manning's available. We're going to bail on Tim Tebow." And the next year, they had the number one seed in the AFC. How'd that happen?
Joe G, I have to tell you, the Denver Broncos had a much better team than the Philadelphia Eagles
They weren't winning anything. Like, the point was, the quarterback changed the franchise. All-time great quarterbacks, we just saw it in Tampa last year. They hadn't had a winning season in how long? I mean, forever. And a great quarterback arrived, and all of a sudden they won.
Joe, I'm glad you said that, because actually the Tampa Bay Buccaneers built a team and it took a long time for him to do it. And then they capped it off when they had the money and they had the resources.
But John, nobody. But the point is, nobody knew they were any good, John. They never won anything before Tom Brady got there. So like, it's easy to say that now because the result was, oh yeah, of course they had all this talent and Tom Brady just brought it out. No one ever said the Bucs were any good till Tom Brady got there. Ever. They had all those players that didn't win anything.
I guess Tom Brady did. So when Aaron Rodgers is with the Eagles, I'll call you back and we can laugh about it, okay?
Well, that'd be great. I mean, because then we'd have Aaron Rodgers with Philadelphia. John, I appreciate the phone call. Like, there's not one way to build a football team. Like, we've seen that now for years. Like, you could build it the way the Eagles did with kind of a veteran team, and then they added a young quarterback and they won. You could do it what the Broncos did, what the Bucs did, which is kind of build it up a little bit. And I agree with that. They were building it up. But, like, it wasn't like we knew they were great teams under the surface. They were just like, oh, yeah, they're going to upgrade off of a bad quarterback to a great one. That's smart. There's not one way to do this. The Rams have done it the Rams have thrown away first-round picks for a decade. Like, they got to a Super Bowl doing that. The Saints just destroyed the salary cap for a decade and just kept piling on and restructuring contracts. They've been good. Like, there's not one way to win in the NFL. And I'm perfectly fine if Jalen Hurts is the guy and the Eagles slow play this and they build it the right way and, heck, they use those three first-round picks next year on a defensive end and an offensive tackle and a corner, and the Eagles have a young, cheap team for years to come. Like, I like that idea. But I would punt on those ideas for the opportunity to get a truly great quarterback. And look, this isn't, you know, if this is 1995 and we're just watching Joe Montana end his career, you know, he can't move anymore in Kansas City, and you say, Joe, this doesn't work anymore. Quarterbacks get old. They don't play well in their late 30s, early 40s. I would say you're right. But that's not the way the sport works anymore. It's just not. I would trade for Aaron Rodgers. 215-592-9494. Howard and Delco obviously fired up about all this. I want to hear what you guys think. 215-592-9494. Would you trade the three first-round picks next year for Aaron Rodgers? I would. We'll get back all your phone calls. We've got to get Dan Wilson's opinion on this. He's producing for Tucker tonight. My guess is Tucker would probably make the deal. And that's my guess. He's not here tonight. We'll see what Dan has to say and all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Would you trade next year's 3-1s to get Aaron Rodgers? I would do it. And I think the Eagles, as all the rumors continue to be out there about, you know, Wilson and Watson and Rodgers, there's obviously something going on where they see an opportunity here where three of maybe the six best quarterbacks in pro football could all be available within a year. And I think the Eagles have their eye on it. I think it's the smart thing to do. As much as I like Jalen Hurts, and I believe he's going to succeed here, I would cash in whatever Hurts is going to become for a chance at a special quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers, he might just force his way out, and the Eagles can make a big offer. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 627 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Dan Wilson is in for Tucker tonight. He's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show here. And we got a lot to talk about this evening. I'll get to the Phillies. I have a theory on why this team can't win and why they just can't sustain and why a weekend like this one happens where they blow the Braves out on Friday night and then Saturday is as bad of a loss as they've had around here in years. And last night is just, you know, a no-show by the ace of this pitching staff. So we'll get to all that. Some thoughts later on, we have a couple guests coming up later. So we got a lot to get into here. But I want us to start with the Aaron Rodgers thing because it's not going away. So Jason Lockeford today listed the Eagles as one of the top three NFC contenders to get Aaron Rodgers. And my perspective on Jalen Hurts, I think I've been pretty clear since December. I think he could play. I think Jalen Hurts has a chance to be a good quarterback in the league and win with the Eagles. And I am a fan, and I wanted him to play last year. I'm excited to watch him play this year. But I would trade good for great. And if I could get Aaron Rodgers, I would trade the three number one picks next year because that would win the deal. Like, sometimes when we create these trade scenarios, we're like, oh, that's too much. And I'm trying to win the deal. Like, the Eagles can't just try to win the deal because then if they try to win the deal, someone else will beat them, whether it's the Broncos or the Panthers or, I mean, who knows, the Chargers or the Raiders. Like, someone's going to trade for Aaron Rodgers, right? If he's not going to Green Bay, he's not going to play there, and he wants to play football next year, someone's going to trade for him. So the Eagles need to win the bidding if they want him. And I think they'd win the bidding with three number one picks. I would do it. Would you? 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Dan Wilson, would you trade for Aaron Rodgers?
Just if it's three first-round picks next year for Rodgers, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, I would do it. Now, here's the only caveat I'll add to it, because I think it's a pretty strong argument. I agree with you. You don't know when MVP-caliber quarterbacks, which that's what he is, who was the MVP last year of the league, you don't know when they're going to become available. I think you have to go do it. But this is a 37-year-old quarterback. That can't be the only move that comes with it. Like, this team just picked Landon Dickerson. That's maybe a pick they don't make if you're all in on Aaron Rodgers. The timeline of the team gets totally 180'd, basically. You're in on winning right now. I don't think they have a roster built to win right now. And now I'm looking to trade some of the other younger guys on this team to make this team ready to contend immediately, because that's what the Bucks did.
It's a good point. You know what it almost is like? A cross-sport comparison. Remember the Lakers were building with a bunch of young guys? They had Brandon Ingram and all those young guys.
And
Julius
you go
Randle.
Get LeBron and AD.
They got LeBron. And then it was like, oh, well, now we got to cash the other guys.
It feels a lot like star hunting, to quote Brett Brown.
Yeah, it does feel like star hunting. And I think in the NFL you can get caught up in that, but not when it's a great quarterback. When it's a great quarterback, you do it. All right, I got Dan in, but he's got one foot in the pool here. I'm jumping in both feet. Go get Aaron Rodgers. Josh in North Jersey. What's up, Josh?
How are you, Joe? How you been, man? I haven't called you since the draft.
Josh, I've been well. Yeah, we've had Phillies games on, and then I wasn't here the end of last week. So, yeah. But what's up, man? How you doing? I like the draft, by the way. I thought it was a good draft.
We'll talk about that. First, I want to say I have a question just to provide context before I ask my question. Mm-hmm. Do you play Madden?
I haven't in a while. I mean, I used to play a lot. So, yeah, okay. I'm very familiar with the game.
That alters what I might say to you.
Okay.
It sounds like you are a GM in a Madden game, and you are swindling your little heart out.
Well, I mean,
every single Eagle –
No, make your point. I want to hear it.
I think every single Eagles fan that's calling right now can all agree the player Aaron Rodgers is desirable, and it's what we would want as a fan. But – I can also agree with what Howard says and what your other callers have said, that the price is too much. I think if, let's say, hypothetically, if I was Howie Roseman, I think that those three first-round draft picks could be very talented players for this roster long-term. I think Aaron Rodgers, like, I agree with your point as a player. If he came in here, I think they have a chance to win and win right away. But do they win the chip? And when I think of that aspect, I don't think it's worth it. You know, I think if he comes here, it's Super Bowl or bust. Do you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. I mean, if you trade that much and you have that kind of quarterback, I agree. It would be, you know, whatever. Let's say it's 3 years. It would be Super Bowl or bust with him. No, and there's no question about that.
Mm-hmm. But with saying that, I mean, it really doesn't make sense, the fact that our team just spent everything to win that chip and then doubled down to try to win again, and we all have seen the outcome now these past couple of years. And all of these Eagles fans are going bonkers. And I think that this shiny idea that you're throwing out there is so poisonous to all these Eagles fans, because you're going to get a lot of upset people.
Why would we be upset at getting Aaron Rodgers? Like, we're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
The idea of getting him, Joe. I don't mean like actually like
No, I know,
like,
but
I think the idea is not realistic, and I don't think Howie Roseman will pull the trigger, is my point.
Yeah, I disagree to the point of, I think they are trying to do something like this. I think in their perfect world,
next year makes more sense. And I'm sorry to interrupt.
Agree. Well, I agree with that. But I agree with that. I think in realistically,
especially because of the cap with Carson, that's why it makes more sense. And the fact that they doubled down a couple of years ago. Can we talk about the draft before you cut me off?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to say that everyone wants the whole fire Howie, right? Fire Howie. He did, I think, a very good job this draft, and I really mean that. I know there's a lot of drama with everything that's going on with that scouting department, and I would love to be a fly on the wall, but I think the Eagles, long-term, we're talking like 2-3 years down the road, their roster is going to be very deep, very competitive. I think it's going to be hard to cut people, I think, in the next 2 years.
Well, that would be a great thing. Well, I hope you're right. And
that's when I think you pull the trigger on someone like Aaron Rodgers, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure. And I hear that. But here, Josh.
Or Deshaun Watson.
Totally. But here's the thing. And Josh breached the phone call. And I, in a perfect world, I agree. I mean, I think we're on the same page here, that the time to make a move like this probably is a year or two from now. But a year or two from now, Aaron Rodgers is 39, going on 40. A year or two from now, someone else is traded for Deshaun Watson if he's eligible to play. You think the Texans are going to wait for the Eagles to come calling in a year? Like, guys, listen, we love Deshaun. He's eligible now, right? He's either been exonerated of what he was accused of, or he had a suspension and he served it. He's eligible to play. So we'll just wait. We're not going to take the Broncos offer. No, the Eagles want him. We're going to wait a year. Or the Seahawks, right, with Russell Wilson. Like, they're going to either kiss or make up, or they're going to trade him sooner than later. You can't just, like, wait. Like, this doesn't have – there's an interesting thing happening right now, and I think the Eagles are wise to have an eye on it, is three of the best six quarterbacks in the NFL are all kind of either unhappy or have one foot out the door with the franchise they're in. Usually those guys never leave, ever, unless they're old, or they like the Brady thing, you know, he's 42 or 43 and He was tired of Belichick and whatever. Like, those guys never leave. So the fact that three of these six are available, that's rare. So yes, sure, in a year from now it might make more sense, but a year from now it's like it's not the NBA where, like, oh yeah, every year there's a James Harden, right? Every year there's this guy or that guy that gets traded. It doesn't work like that. You think a year from now the Bills are going to trade Josh Allen because the Eagles are ready then? I don't think so. So sometimes you have to answer the door before the knock even comes. And let me say this about the window, right? Because I believe in this. I believe what every team, there's windows to win, right? Like, you gotta kind of seize the moment of when it's your time and don't go too early, don't go too late. But windows last shorter in the NFL than we think they do. The Eagles might build a good team, but, you know, in a year they have to decide. Like, not this season, but after two more years, they have to decide whether to pay Jalen Hurts or not. So, like, this roster will change significantly quickly because if he's the guy, they're going to pay him a lot of money. And if he's not the guy, they're going to need the quarterback anyway. Let's talk to Connor, who's in Upper Moreland. What's up, Connor?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Connor. What's up?
First-time caller. How are we doing?
Good. Well, I appreciate making the call. What are you thinking on this?
Well, I was sitting at dinner. I was having a nice meal with my family. I came upstairs. I turned on the radio. Hear you saying three first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers at this stage in his career? Come on, man.
Well, he's the best player in the league last year.
He was, but not with our team. You put him on our team, he doesn't have nearly enough weapons that he had in Green Bay.
Well, he obviously it's different, right? He's on a team that was good, and he'd be coming to a team that was a losing team last year. But, I mean, I think he can make what they have here into a lot. I mean, the guys he has there, Devontae Adams is a great player, no disagreement. But the other guys he has there on the outside, they're not special players. Scantling, I mean, those guys aren't special players.
Yeah, I know, but what do we got here? We got two rookie receivers.
Yep.
And that's just about it. I mean, we need the draft capital in order to build this team. And I believe in Jalen Hurts, but I don't think we can mortgage our future on with three first-round picks when Rodgers maybe got three good years left in him.
So you'd roll with Hurts. You'd believe in Hurts.
I would roll with Hurts for now. We got to give him that 1 year. We got to see what the kid can do. I mean, he's got a ton of potential.
Well, we agree on that, Connor. I'm a Hurts fan. And Connor, I appreciate the phone call. My goodness gracious. Everyone out there is scared of getting the MVP of the league. I think part of it is our brains haven't recalibrated how long quarterbacks play yet. I think we're all accustomed to, as sports fans, saying, how old is he, 37? It's too old. And I'm like, I don't have a crystal ball in front of me. I don't know what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers may fall off a cliff a year or two from now. I don't know, but I also won't be surprised if he wants to. And with Aaron Rodgers, couldn't you just see like him wanting to, kind of like Tom Brady in a sense, just a big bleep you to the Packers, and he goes somewhere next year and wins a Super Bowl? I wouldn't be surprised. Now, it's got to be the right team. If he goes here, I don't think they win the Super Bowl next year. But if he goes to a team that has some players, I wouldn't be surprised if he has another MVP year and he wins a Super Bowl somewhere else. I mean, the league is changing. The sport is changing. They don't hit the quarterback anymore. So maybe he only has two or three good years left, but he just won the MVP. Like, I think that's almost being lost in the conversation. And he wasn't just good last year. He was the MVP of the NFL. That's hard to do. MVP. It's hard. Like, to do that at the quarterback position, it's hard, and he did it. Paul is up on WIP. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Paul. What's up?
All right, so this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but hear me out.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is the most ungrateful player in the NFL.
What do you mean by that?
All right, so Aaron Rodgers not too long ago was complaining, that they never drafted him a first round wide receiver, and this guy's scouting department has brought him guys from the second, third, and fourth rounds like Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb and Devontae Adams. They've brought him nothing but talent all around him from all over the draft, and he still cries and complains. Aaron Rodgers had his former head coach fired to bring in LaFleur because he thought he would have a better offensive scheme. They still didn't win a Super Bowl, and now he's complaining yet again that he wants out. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is mentally tough enough to play in the city of Philadelphia. I think Aaron Rodgers, despite being probably a first-ballot Hall of Famer, is the most overrated first-ballot Hall of Famer ever.
Well, a couple things, Paul. I agree with everything you said about the ungrateful part with his team. They have put a lot around him, and they win all the time. They gave him what he wanted. You're right that, you know, you don't need a first-round receiver for the receiver to be good. Devontae Adams is proof of that. I agree with you. I think he's a diva. I think he's kind of a baby and prickly and not easy to get along with. But he is a great, great quarterback.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. But we don't need that in Philadelphia. We're rebuilding a whole new team. We're starting over. First time head coach, first time defensive coordinator. All this coming in. We don't need Aaron Rodgers. What do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do when he comes on the field and he lays an egg against the Cowboys and Philadelphia fans are screaming that they want him benched or they're screaming that they should have never made the trade? Aaron Rodgers can't handle that in Philadelphia. He can't handle winning in Green Bay without complaining and crying that he wants out.
Yeah, well, he does cry. I mean, Paul, we agree on that. As far as laying the egg, and I appreciate your phone call. Wow. As far as laying the egg, he doesn't lay many eggs. You ever look at Aaron Rodgers' stat line each year? I mean, could he lay an egg against the Cowboys? Sure. I mean, the typical Aaron Rodgers game is 3 touchdowns and maybe an interception, but most usually not. 3 touchdowns, no picks, and about 350 yards. He doesn't lay many eggs. That's why he's Aaron Rodgers. I got to say, I'm actually impressed at how this town has kind of pivoted to just believing, or at least wanting to believe, in Jalen Hurts, right? Because that was a big thing. A year ago, I sat here a year ago, and I said the Eagles quarterback 2 years from now, I didn't expect this thing to move as fast as it did, but I sat here a year ago and I said, Jalen Hurts is the next franchise quarterback of the Eagles. Like, he's going to take Carson Wentz's job. That's why the Eagles drafted him. And call after call came in saying, no, he's not the backup. No way, no how. And obviously, he's just going to be the starter this year, right? He's going to be this team's quarterback. So that all played out. But a year ago, Jalen Hurts had no supporters here in Philadelphia. And now, it's like we've talked ourselves into the idea this could work, and I think it could. I guess I just look at things in what's the chance this works out to the way we want it to. What are the chances the Eagles, with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback, in this rebuilding effort, kind of organically build the next championship team in Philadelphia? What would you say, Dan? 5%?
That Jalen Hurts is the next Super Bowl winning
like
quarterback
that they,
in
that
Philly?
The way they do it now, right? Jalen, the quarterback, they build it through the draft. Like, what are the chances this works to raising a Lombardi? 2%, 5%, 3%? What is it?
An optimist might say 10%.
Yeah, right, okay.
But not as good as with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, there it is. So that's where my brain goes. Like, what are the odds if Aaron Rodgers comes here?
Remember, there were people who didn't want LeBron James on the Sixers.
Like, oh, I remember. I did those shows.
Yeah. MVP, you don't want him because he's a diva, because he doesn't know how to win. Well, the Lakers just won the title.
That's right. They did. 215-592-9494. And I want to win titles. And Aaron Rodgers gives you a chance, I mean, a significant chance to win a championship. And I will always cash in good for great. As far as the 3 first-round picks, I know it's like it feels like a lot, and it is, but what's the cost of the MVP of the NFL? Right, we're not talking about just some guy. We're talking about the league MVP, which I don't believe the league MVP in the NFL has ever been traded as the reigning MVP. I mean, in baseball, this has happened. A-Rod changed teams. I'm not sure if Andre Dawson changed teams at that point, but baseball happens once in a while. The MVP gets traded. Basketball it's probably happened before, but like it doesn't happen in the NFL, right? When Peyton Manning wins an MVP, the Colts aren't trading him. When Tom Brady wins an MVP, they're not trading him. Right? Like, this doesn't happen where the MVP of the league gets moved. So it's very hard to have a precedent for, oh, this is how much it should cost. But I look at the 3 first-round picks, I say it's the Eagles' pick. It's what they got for moving down from 6 to 12, and it is what they got for Carson Wentz. Like, I could justify that pretty easily. Like, wow. Carson Wentz moving down in the draft from 6 to 12 and a first-round pick for Aaron Rodgers?
Something not talked about enough. Take the week one. I'm going to have to count it. The week one quarterbacks from last year to this year. How many are going to be with the same team? It's not. I feel like there's a lot more carouseling going here.
Totally.
Than in a given year. Like, a lot more. Wherever Rodgers goes is going to be someone new. Wentz is out. Brady's still there, obviously. Wilson, we've heard, maybe wants out. Drew Brees. Like, the list goes on and on. You can just rattle them off your head.
Yeah, and I think, you know, LeBron was mentioned here in this hour. I think Tom Brady showed everyone last year. Peyton Manning a little bit, but Tom Brady really showed everyone last year. You don't need this continuity business we used to talk about. Like, there was a pandemic season last year. They couldn't even... Tom Brady's first padded practice with the Bucs was in August. They won the Super Bowl. Like, I think it showed... Like, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers watched that and was like, I could do that.
Well, he was breaking pandemic rules to work out with the receivers.
Well, that's true.
These guys all practice with each other anyway.
Yeah, they did what they want, and they won a Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Josh is up on WIP. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Joe. Man, thank you so much for your consistent thinking on this issue. I so appreciate it. I would get Aaron Rodgers right now if I could. He's not only the best player in the NFL, he's a culture changer. He would change the culture of the city of Philadelphia. We would love him. We would support him. We would die to get to games with that kind of talent in the city of Philadelphia again. He's so much better than any other option for us, especially Jalen Hurts at this point.
Yeah, and Josh, a couple things. You said the culture. I mean, Aaron Rodgers would walk into Philadelphia, and I believe he'd be the best athlete in the city. And then Joel Embiid is a great player, and he might win an MVP in his own right. But he'd be the best athlete in the city, and he'd be the best quarterback to ever wear an Eagles uniform.
Agreed. And, you know, it reminds me, you guys were talking about it earlier, about the opportunity to get LeBron. Can you imagine if we got LeBron on the Sixers? Be a culture changer. I think it'd be like $1 billion in net income over the city of Philadelphia. It's like insane. That would be the kind of impact that Aaron Rodgers would bring to the city of Philadelphia in terms of the economy, in terms of the fan base. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Opportunities don't come up very often, Josh, and I appreciate your phone call. Opportunities do not come around very often to get the truly best to ever do it. Like, we can make all our lists or the top 5 or 10 quarterbacks of all time. Aaron Rodgers on that list. Like, wherever you want to place him, and I do think there's some disappointment there that he's only won one Super Bowl, and he deserves to shoulder some of the blame for that. But the fact of the matter is, his career is off the charts. It is off the charts, and last year, whatever decline looked like it was there, he spit in the face of it. And you know, someone called earlier in this hour and said that he didn't believe, it was an interesting call, he didn't believe Aaron Rodgers could handle Philadelphia, like mentally tough. You know, can I just, let's just, a picture of mental toughness, okay? I think Aaron Rodgers is a diva. I think he's needy and whiny, probably not easy to get along with. I mean, this is the kind of the basis of his career in Green Bay. But let's all remember last year what happened. Two teams with expensive franchise quarterbacks drafted quarterbacks with significant picks. Those two teams were the Green Bay Packers, who drafted Jordan Love in the first round of the draft, and obviously the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. Okay, one of those quarterbacks that had a quarterback draft behind them responded by winning the MVP, and the other one crumbled in front of our eyes. Okay, so I don't know what kind of like mental toughness Aaron Rodgers could he handle Philadelphia, but I know he handled a situation on the field as well as you could possibly handle it. Now, off the field, he was obviously upset. He's throwing a temper tantrum this offseason. He's hosting Jeopardy, I think it's just like to scare the Packers. Like, he's acting like a child off the field. But on the field, he won the MVP. So, like, that's the mental toughness I care about. Can you perform on the field? And he performed better than any quarterback in the sport. Mark is in Montgomeryville. What's up, Mark?
How's it going, Joe?
Good, Mark. What are you thinking here?
Look, so I've really been agreeing with you lately, but I have to disagree with you, and here's why. You said a couple things, and give me a little bit of a longer leash here. You said a couple things that just don't make a lot of sense to me. Number one, you referenced the Rams and the Saints, but they haven't won anything, and now, you know, the Rams couldn't even score against New England, and we shellacked them with Nick Foles. You've been pounding the table for Nick Foles for years, but he's not an elite quarterback, and all this shows is that there's some randomness to who can do it and who can't. And as far as Rodgers, if we're talking 2 years ago, fine, great, do it. I'd be far more willing to take the risk in trading for Deshaun Watson, because at least you know that you don't have to speed up your rebuild to a point where if it doesn't happen, you just wasted a decade of your franchise. I feel like if you trade for Rodgers, you've got to make moves while you're in cap hell. You're strapped. You have no draft capital left to do it. I agree that this team is a lot better off with an elite quarterback, but I think you take a flyer on Watson, and maybe you do something where you offer them, like if he clears up his legal troubles and plays a certain percentage, you give him all three picks. If not, then you give him next year's first, and you give him the Colts pick, which could be a first or a second, something. There's got to be a way to do it, which mitigates the risk of acquiring Watson with all of his legal troubles.
Mark, I agree with you. We're on the same page. Like, if I had my choice, if I were to power rank the great quarterbacks to go after because of his age, I'm with you on Watson. Now, obviously, it is a very tricky situation because I have no idea. Like, is he going to play week one? Is he going to sit out the year? Is he getting suspended? Is he going to jail? Probably not going to jail. But I don't – it's just hard because I don't know. That's such – it's become – like, in January, I was banging the table like, they got to get with Deshaun Watson. And now I'm conflicted on the Watson thing because although Rodgers' age makes him uncertain, I mean, Deshaun Watson just might be uncertain because of everything going on here.
I completely agree. And, you know, I've heard you and a couple callers reference Aaron Rodgers as a culture changer. I'm not sure that he's the kind of culture you want now. Deshaun Watson would be a culture changer because you talk about the young kids in that locker room who probably look up to him, like Devonta Smith. As much as he loves the idea of playing for Jalen Hurts, you don't think he absolutely loses his mind over the opportunity to play with Watson and Rager? You think they wouldn't practice hard and Rager would knock it off with the social media and Goddard would, you know, stop with all the stupid drops and the route running mistakes if Watson was there? I think that's the kind of culture change you want. Aaron Rodgers may not be the kind of culture change everyone wants around here.
Maybe. Mark, fair points, and I appreciate your phone call. But of right now, like of today, I think there's only one that's actually available. Because I don't think anyone's trading for Watson today. That's probably a year from now when things clear up. Russell Wilson, the Seahawks seemingly have kind of put everything to rest for now. I mean, Rodgers is available. Like the MVP of the league is available because he doesn't want to go back to Green Bay. And they could cross their fingers he's going to change his mind all he wants. I don't know if he's going to. And think about it. Aaron Rodgers watched Brett Favre do this exact thing when he first got in the league. Like just, you know, basically decide and force his way in and out and cry. And like he learned this. I mean, he learned this from Brett Favre all those years ago. So it's repeating itself. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to get traded. And if he is, the Eagles got to be in this. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Would you trade next year's 3 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers? I would do it. Because quarterbacks like this, players like this, truly special quarterbacks do not just become available ever. They just don't. And when they do, like think about the last decade of great quarterbacks that move teams. Both of them won a championship with their next team. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Now it's Aaron Rodgers' turn. Like we're talking about greatness. When greatness is available, I would cash in good. And that's what I think Jalen Hurts is going to be good to pretty good or very good. Like, I think he's got a shot. But I would move on and I would get Aaron Rodgers if I could. Would you? 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. We'll come back, all your phone calls, and we'll touch on the Phillies over the weekend, which was just, I mean, Saturday was a disaster. Last night was disappointing. And I have a theory on why the Phillies keep doing this to us. They keep getting us excited and hopeful they're going to take off and become a winning team, and they can't do it. I think there's one very simple answer to why they can't win. We'll discuss. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.